Wearing huge pull-on pants and a brown t-shirt, he sits in front of a television watching Password, drinking a giant chocolate milkshake. A TV guide rests on his lap, and a few stacks of books and Newsweek magazines are at his feet along with a sack of Lay's potato chips. Three plexiglass walls box him in. The walls aren't very high, but I figure they keep brats like Tara from poking him. After all, he's not the Pillsbury Doughboy. A sign in the corner of one wall reads, "Don't touch the glass." But if someone does, a squirt bottle of glass cleaner and a roll of paper towels are next to the TV. There's no denying it. This place is clean with a capital C. And with the exception of a dusty bookcase filled with encyclopedias and other books, it's as sterile as a hospital. A gold cardboard box is on the center shelf by itself. It seems weird standing here, staring at someone because they look different. Wiley Womack is the strangest-looking person in Antler, but I'm so used to seeing his crooked body riding around town in his beat-up golf cart that I don't think about him looking weird. Miss Murdy May steps forward, lifting her camera. "Mind if I take a few pictures?"
Have you ever seen a carnival sideshow? You know, the bearded lady or the boy with two heads, that kind of stuff? That's what this reminds me of. As Toby says, it seems weird to want to pay money to stare at someone, even if they do look a bit unusual. And that guy, Polly, is making money off of Zachary. That seems like a strange and sort of heartless way to make a living. I picked up some clues that Zachary doesn't like the business he's in. So why do you think he does it? Let's pick it up at the top of page 14. It begins, "Yes, I do."